We are Quixie 98.3. So you and I are friends with Megan Stith, who works over at Elizabethtown Community and Technical College.
Uh-huh.
And she also has a farm.
Yes, she does.
And they do a variety of things through that farm.
Yes.
And they have a very active social media presence.
Yes.
And I am not a farmer.
Nor am I.
You do have chickens, though.
Yes, yeah, so still when not you, a farm, though.
Right, but when you see people post things about chickens, you usually stop and pay attention to it because, you know, you're still trying to learn about how, you know, the whole chicken thing works.
Right, right.
Maybe pick up a tip from somebody.
Yeah.
Certainly their operation is much larger scale than yours, on and on.
Yeah, my six chickens now are, you know.
Yes.
They're but like pets now.
Rooster Caudle and her chicken ranch are doing real good. So long story short, you called me over and said, what is this? And I looked at your computer monitor and it kind of looked like a metal bucket with teeth inside of it.
Yes.
And she said that they had worked on processing, I guess, a decent amount of chickens to get them ready to eat.
They're harvesting chickens.
Yeah. And so because of that, the harvesting process was expedited using the chicken plucker.
Yes. Okay. So.
And she said it took about 7 seconds to completely pluck the feathers from a chicken. And I've never heard of this in my entire life.
So when I saw 7 seconds, I thought, what in the world? Because if you have ever plucked a chicken.
Now, in your personal experience of plucking a chicken, how long does it take? Because, you know, you got to boil it and then, you know.
You got to pull all the feathers out. You're like,
is it 15 minutes?
At least.
Probably.
Yeah.
And then you don't get them all.
No, I mean, you almost need tweezers to pull each one out.
Yeah.
You know, some of them are just really stuck in there like splinters. And so it's a process. And if you aren't, like, if you haven't done it a lot, I'm sure, you know, when you've done it for many years.
Oh, I bet you can get it done a couple
minutes.
You get
done real quick.
Yeah.
But, or you can get this chicken plucker. And so I watched a video. I looked it up online and I found a video.
Then you called me over to watch the video.
And wow, I didn't know these things existed. So it is like a barrel and you turn it on.
It has
and it's got these rubber fingers
in it.
Yeah, they're kind of like rubber or wood. They're like, they almost look like little dowels
there,
but they probably are rubber.
But and they're about as big around as my thumb and they stick out 5-6 inches.
So there's several of them in
there. And you stick the whole chicken in there.
So you turn it on and it starts spinning like that ride at the fair.
It's like the Gravitron.
It just goes around and around and around. And then you take the chicken once it is, you know, it no longer has life in it. And so you take this chicken, you dip it in the water, the hot water, and then you set it down in this chicken plucker. 7 seconds later, it has no feathers.
Then you just turn it off. And you pull the chicken out, and then there's a chute on the bottom where all the feathers come out of, and they're all like mashed together where they've been plucked.
Brilliant. That is brilliant.
And
there's no
like,
mess.
You were like, I should get one of these in case I ever process some chickens, only we found out they're hundreds of dollars.
$500.
So then you were like,
that's got to be a big operation.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not plucking some chickens for $500 like that.
I mean
yeah. Oh my word.
I mean, you'd need to be doing a ton of chickens.
And
so anyway, all that I said to say this. This is why I love hanging out with you and we enjoy doing this show because we're just like, everything fascinates us.
I mean,
what was that?
Let's watch that video one more time. So amazing. We get joy out of the little things.
And the thing is that for some people, this is just a fact of life for them. This is just part of owning a farm. This is just processing chicken. They're like, yeah, no big deal. We've had a chicken plucker for years. Where have you rubes been?
Well, I've not been dealing with chickens. I can tell you that much. But, you know, in the video, this guy, he's just walking through his farm, you know, walking through the yard, pulling back behind him his chicken plucker. And then he goes over and he's like, okay, here's the process. Like, you know, smooth sailing. He's got it all figured out. And I was what?
Yeah, this little contraption is on wheels and it's about the size of a 5-gallon bucket. Super neat, tidy, clean. What else do I not know?
I know. Well, there's a lot. We have a lot to learn in life.
But every day
learning.
I think, well, you know, there's probably not much else to learn. I've seen it all. No, I clearly haven't.